Welcome to the CFO podcast on the topic of the changing role of the CFO in the professional services space. My name is Chris Schmidt. I'm a director in CFO's Research and Custom Content Group. Our distinguished guest today is Bill Daisy. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us. Bill Daisy is a CPA at the accounting firm CBiz Topheus. He's the managing director in charge of the Boston Accounting and Auditing Group and provides accounting, tax, and management advisory services to professional services firms, consulting in areas such as budgeting and profit planning, strategic planning, employee benefits, internal controls, financial statement analysis, key statistical reporting, and financial due diligence. Bill, our topic today is the changing role of the CFO in the professional services space. And just to be clear to our listeners, we're using a broad definition of professional services today that includes accounting, management consulting, law, IT consulting, and lots of other businesses that provide professional advice and counsel. Bill, I was wondering if you could get us started with some thoughts on key trends in the roles that professional services CFOs are playing these days.
Chris, I'd love to. There are several trends I'm seeing with the CFO clients that I think would be of interest to your audience. In many cases, I'm seeing CFOs being asked to expand their role and responsibility to include involvement in what I would call COO, CEO, or CIO type responsibilities, often acting as part of the executive team, which includes strategic planning, growth, risk management, regulatory compliance, technology infrastructure, benefits, personnel-related matters, and acquisition due diligence. So they are being asked the question often, how do we grow, obviously from the CEO and the executive advisory board, and how do we become more profitable?
That's great, Bill. To be more specific, what areas are CFOs becoming more strategically involved in?
Well, one of the areas is project management and the education of the professionals has become an area of increased focus, and there's a real opportunity for increasing or maintaining levels of profitability given the fee pressures and sensitivity. Instead of just reporting the results, their ability to influence behavior in this area can have a major impact on profitability.
That's interesting. What is typically the most interesting and surprising topic that these professionals who are being trained get to hear? What world is being revealed to them in this type of education?
Well, the CFOs that have done it and done it well, the experience has been that they really have an increased level of awareness of the impact on profitability that it has on the firm, as well as a more sense of accountability from the financial role and responsibility on a specific engagement.
Do the people who are being educated, you know, get sort of like top three takeaways to remember going home to make sure that your, you know, business engagements are profitable, or do they get skill sets like that, or is it more sort of keeping the big picture in mind?
I think it's less top level and more specific, where they're zoning in on realization and leverage and making sure that they're paying attention to how they're doing from a project management standpoint, as well as balancing that with the quality of the client service.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What's the next area you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I also see an increase where the CFO is having more involvement in human resource and talent strategy. Obviously, talent in the professional service area drives revenue and margin and growth. So the CFOs are definitely playing a role in dealing with non-performing partners, as well as designing executive comp systems that meet the needs of the firm. And this is an area that I think has been an increased area beyond just the HR, who typically would handle that area.
Well, you know, I guess the old saying is that you know, the assets of a professional services firm, you know, sort of go out the front door at the end of every day, and I think being involved in HR and talent strategy by the CFO really reflects that. Are CFOs, you know, getting involved actually in things like lateral partner hiring decisions?
They absolutely are, and they're a critical part of it, because what they do is they are part of a team that looks at the individual or individuals in a lateral hire situation and really understands the economics of making that decision and is part of the what I'll call due diligence in bringing over a lateral. Because if you think about bringing over a lateral, there's a lot of time, effort, and expense of transitioning that person in. And if it doesn't work out, how do we deal with the non-performance and over what period of time? And it's very time-consuming, and it can be a major distraction in a professional services firm.
That's a great point. That's a great point. What's your next topic area that CFOs are being strategically involved in?
Well, the third item I'd like to raise to the audience is really the CFO's role in involvement in growth strategy. So there, they're providing research and assessment of new services, new markets, perhaps international opportunities. What will the investment be and the related return on that investment? And in many cases, they're leading the expansion plans and quarterback that process. That could involve looking at office space and hiring and also overseeing a potential move.
Is this type of growth strategy support, is it done only in response to business unit requests, or is the CFO becoming sort of more strategically proactive in this area?
As I see the CFO playing a bigger role in the executive management team and leadership, they're clearly at the table, and I think that they're looking at both the impact that it's going to have on the business in weighing in on that and giving their view, but at the same time also providing the other members of leadership with the financial analysis that's necessary to, at the end of the day, make the right business decision.
Moving on, what's your next topic to talk about with our audience today?
Well, the fourth item I'd like to spend a couple minutes on is effectively more real-time reporting in support of strategic decision-making versus just the traditional month and quarter and annual focus.
Are a lot of your clients actually moving far ahead in being able to get to real-time reporting, or is it aspirational for many?
I mean, at this time, I think it's almost a necessity, Chris, from what I'm seeing. The decisions that the leadership has to make, that has to be, number one, accurate, but also on a very, very timely basis. So looking at how the firm is doing and looking at some of these investments that we've talked about, in making sure that we're monitoring those very closely, and in some cases that can be weekly, is a critical part to the reporting and falls under the CFO role and responsibility.
Bill, I noticed that your next topic has to do with the CFO's role in leadership succession. I was wondering if you could talk to us more about what the CFO's role is in this process.
I do believe, Chris, that the CFOs are playing an increased role in weighing in on leadership succession. The process, the ability to be involved in the negotiation, not beyond just the financial impact that a succession plan has. They know the current leadership. They also know the next generation to be taking over. They may be part of that next generation. So what I have seen is they do play a critical role beyond just the financial impact. I think that they can and they do look at the chemistry involved and the role and responsibility and how to develop some of those leaders so that they are ready in the future to take on those succession-related items.
So I'm moving on to our last and final topic area. What's the last thing you'd like to talk about the CFO's role?
Well, one of the things we're seeing is increased internal communication. So obviously communication skills has been and will continue to be a critical skill set that the CFO has, including partner and director communication of internal financial and tax information. With increased emphasis on the CFO's communication skills, the reason for this and the importance of this is I've seen that this builds confidence in the leadership if it's done well.
Do any of your CFO clients try and explain the finance role to, you know, even broader audiences, to, you know, take it on the road, to tell employees why finance is there and why it's becoming more strategic?
Well, the answer to that is yes. I have a very recent situation where one of my professional service firm clients is in search for a new CFO, and one of the critical skill sets to that individual is their communication skills, not just externally but internally, so that they can stand up on a monthly basis, not only report the financial results, but explain to the owners of the business what those financial results mean. And so the ability to do that with a high-level, high-charging individual owners of some of these professional service firms is pretty critical.
Yeah, I think that speaks to the changing skill set that CFOs are required to have. But I think that may have to be a topic for another podcast, because I'm sorry, our time is up. And I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to share your great insights with us today. Do you have any final thoughts to leave our audience with?
Well, I think, Chris, it's pretty clear that most professional service firms are asking their CFOs to play a different role, an expanded role, which at times pushes the CFO outside their comfort zone. But overall, those are the firms that I think are benefiting the most. And depending on the CFO's skill set, I felt that, you know, this position in some cases has been really an untapped resource. So it's great to see that this role is being expanded for the most part.
I totally agree. And basically here at CFO, that, you know, that supports everything that we've seen about the changing role of the CFO. Any final words, and how can our listeners get a hold of you if they would like to?
Well, I'm happy to hear from any listeners who might want more detailed information on this topic, and you can reach me directly at 617-761-0735, or you can view my bio and contact information on our website at cbiztofias.com.
Bill, thank you so much again for being with us today. Very much appreciate it.
Chris, I appreciate the opportunity as well. Thank you again.